Triple M Rocks Sunday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
As kids growing up in Cessnock, we lived for 2 days of the year. There was Christmas, followed very closely by Grand Final Day. Actually, forget about Christmas. Kicking the ball around the backyard, Dad manning the barbie, having a few cold ones, ensuring he was well hydrated, counting down the minutes until kickoff.
We're underway.
Then huddling around the telly, cheering on your favourite team and your heroes. I'll never forget it.
In the Grand Final!
You remember 89? The year before at 88, I'd been a Balmain Tigers fan. Yeah, the fact that we got there. Yeah, the Tigers had a run through the final series very similar to the Cowboys. But when Ellery was knocked out, well, you know what, it wasn't supposed to be and the Dogs beat us. But the next year, mate, we had to beat the Raiders. We're going to beat them 12-2 at halftime. Yeah, you know, it was the greatest grand final of them all, I got no doubt. But stuff that, it should have been the Tigers' day. But grand final day, you know, the players, these blokes, they're superheroes. I was thinking there was no way that us blokes from Cessnock one day would be able to be part of this big day, grand final day, down in the big smoke, Sydney. I mean, you just look at Joey. I mean, even as a kid, you know, short, squat, that massive big Kyber pass of his. I mean, what chance did we have? Funny how dreams, no matter how unlikely, if you believe in them at the time, they can become a reality. You fast forward nearly 20 years and bugger me, it's grand final day 1997, and I'm running out into the Sydney Football Stadium.
Matthew Josh.
Even more incredibly, the little bloke with a barge arse is right in front of me. Joey.
Andrew Johns for his brother.
One of the great days of my life. For a day, we're indestructible. Just like our heroes, Superman, Spider-Man, Iron Man, James Bond, all rolled into one. We had the feeling we could do anything. Even walk on water. But time's a bitch, and eventually the body seizes up your attire, the arthritis kicks in, and you drift off into obscurity. But time, no matter how long, can't take away your memories. And the special memories, they stay with you. Even all these years later, they're still there. The really special ones, the ones from the top shelf. What are they, you ask? Well, look in the rear vision mirror. What matters now? What defines your career? Is it the man of the match performances, the rep jerseys, the stats, the records, the fame, the fortune? No. Being part of a band of brothers that accomplished something massive together. By winning the NRL Grand Final against the odds. To this day, that's what really matters. Unfortunately, not all these memories are great. You know, ask some of the greats that never tasted the success of a Grand Final win. Blocker, Ciro, Benny Elias, Wayne Jr. Pierce, the great Steve Rogers, wow, Andrew Enninghausen, Hindy, hey, even the King.
Played by Wally Lewis.
Wally Lewis. In moments of quiet reflection, odds are they will still admit their careers are in some way defined by never having won a premiership. The bottom line is tonight will be a career and life-defining moment for all of these players. Question is, in which way?
A thin line, the whole truth, the far right, the left view. I'm breaking all those promises made. Times are changing.
The 2017 NRL Grand Final, the Melbourne Storm up against the North Queensland Cowboys. The North Queensland Cowboys, wow, what a ride it's been. Going into the last day of the regular season, they weren't even in the top eight. Just one win from their last seven matches and relying on the unreliable Bulldogs to roll the Dragons just to play semi-final football. Casting a hopeful eye towards that game, hoping that they could just push Mad Monday maybe off another week. Anyway, the Dogs get up. The Cowboys, well, they limp into the final series in eighth position. And the bookies, why wouldn't they? They post them at 101-1 to win the competition. I mean, there's no Thurston, there's no Matt Scott, but there are still 12 players from the 2015 Premiership winning team. Massive underdogs in all three finals. They pit the Sharks in extra time thriller. School the Eels in how to play semi-final football. And the week after, book a ticket to the big dance with another gutsy win over the Sydney Roosters. Michael Morgan, wow, with the biggest shoes to fill in rugby league. No doubt the form player of the final series so far. At the moment, he's the most popular Cowboy since Roy Rogers. And not far behind, the human wrecking ball, the Hulk, Jason Taumalolo, running for over 200 metres a game. Seriously, I look back in the last 20 years of rugby league, I can't think of another forward I'd pick ahead of him. What a beast. And then there's the Storm. Honestly, I mean, what more can you say about these blokes? Clinical, surgical, and exciting all the same time. The captain's captain, Cam Smith, the ultimate pro, steering around the park. Billy Slater back to his brilliant best, and Cooper Cronk looking for the best possible finish to his Melbourne Storm career. Champions, legends of the game, with strike power all over the park. They, and rightly so, go in as red-hot favourites. Let's get it on. The North Queensland Cowboys, the underdogs, looking to create history by becoming the first team to win the premiership from eighth position. And the Melbourne Storm, purely and simply the best team all year, but still 80 minutes away from the ultimate prize. So, whose turn is it to walk on water? Do you believe that you can walk on water? Thanks to Bryden's lawyers from Sydney's ANZ Stadium. Do you believe that you can win this fight tonight? 2017 NRL Telstra Premiership Grand Final. Triple M, yeah, you know the drill. Rocks the footy.
And how well does it rock the footy? Hello and welcome to the show. It is indeed the Melbourne Storm taking on North Queensland Cowboys. We are right here at the front of ANZ Stadium. I am alongside a couple of men who have got that job done, who have walked on water at one time or another, of course. And as we listen to that opener, both Ryan Girdler and Wendell Saylor are champing at the bit to get on the field inside. Wendell Saylor, just the three premierships for you. How are you feeling as you listen to that?
Oh, look, it just brings back memories about how special this day is. And not just for yourself as a player, but also your family and the fans. You know, being a North Queensland boy, I see the Cowboys fans, you know, travelling from far and wide to be here. I can't believe they're here and they've just dominated the finals. You know, every week people keep saying, you know, they can't do it, they can't do it.
There's a couple of guys in Dragons gear there that can't believe they did it as well. Yeah, well, welcome, welcome.
Yeah, but even the Melbourne Storm, you know, they've been clinical this year and just, mate, this is a big occasion.
Ryan Girdler, feelings?
Yeah, look, he's 100% right, Matty, there. It defined my career. I mean, when I think about footy now, when I reminisce, especially on days like today, it's all about that grand final, that week, all of the things that the bells and whistles that go with it. I mean, we were fortunate enough to play, you know, for our countries and for our states as well. And you remember a lot of those moments, but they sort of all blend in together, whereas the grand final just stands out. He's right, a band of brothers going on and getting the job done that have, you know, been working together for a long period of time to achieve something, and that comes true for one of these guys today, and what a moment that'll be.
We are part of history. Anybody who walks through those gates here this afternoon will be part of history. Eighth taking on first. It has never happened in the history of our game. James Hooper, you've covered 4,000 grand finals at last count.
How good is it, Tone? Yeah. Oh, look, the first day of October, the hairs generally stand up on the back of the neck a little bit. You get goosebumps when you hear people like Matty Johns and Mark Geyer and Wally Lewis and all these legends of the game, Andrew Johns, speak about what it means to play in a grand final. You hear some of the players who haven't played in grand finals speak about what this particular day means, and it just underlines even further how important it is on the calendar. Then you see all these fans. They've come far and wide from all over the place, Tone. Yep. To these people, it means the absolute world. And look, can't wait. I think we're in for another ripping edition of the NRL Grand Final 2017.
Ryan Girdler, 2003, you win that premiership, you get the ring. Why aren't you wearing the ring on this Grand Final? Oh, you are wearing
the ring.
He's
got it on.
Yes. It comes out one day of the year.
Yeah.
I always wear it on Grand Final day. So my wife said to me this morning, make sure someone doesn't cut the finger off, take the ring. I said, oh, they can have the finger.
Yeah, you keep the
I'm
ring.
Keeping the ring.
So you haven't stacked on any weight, obviously, because you can still fit the ring on.
No,
the
I used to get on my pinky.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm losing weight, Tony.
What about you, Del? You didn't wear the ring?
I just got my wedding ring on, mate. I don't like to sort of show off, like, so yep. I just leave it sort of at home. And
how many you got, big unit?
I only got two, mate. Yeah, actually, okay. I got two, and we got a Super League one. But, Tony, you said you don't count the Super League one.
No, I said I half count it. Oh, well, I half two count and a half. The Super League one.
But
okay.
For me, in 98 and 2000, to win those grand finals with the teams that we had was pretty special. But also, our assistant coach at the time was Craig Bellamy. So even like today, it's a hard one for me because, like, I think the Storm, you know, obviously they're the favourites, but part of me doesn't mind if the Cowboys win because, you know, without Thurston and Matt Scott, and just to see the way that Michael Morgan stepped up, I just can't believe the player that I've seen develop.
Yesterday in the AFL, the good story beat the best team. The best story won in terms of Richmond over an Adelaide side was the best here. The best team of the year certainly has been the Melbourne Storm. The best story running around at the moment is the Cowboys.
Absolutely it is, Tony. Look, we should point out to all these brilliant fans gathered here that you were down there at the MCG. Oh, you brushed all of us yesterday.
We've
been rock solid, the four of us, all year. But the minute you got a bait to the Melbourne Cricket Ground, the AFL Grand Final yesterday, you tore both hamstrings and had the limo driver waiting out the front. Couldn't wait to get down there.
Yeah, kept myself. There's a truckload of bobcatters have just arrived. They're wearing some kind of pink floral shirt. Looks lovely. Terrific. Well done, Bob. Nice to have your company here, however many of them there are.
Big Macklemore fans, Dave. Big Macklemore fans.
How good are they going to be?
Yeah. Make sure you're in the ground by 6:30 so you can listen to Macklemore. Okay, that starts.
You're spot on, Tame, what you said in relation to the Cowboys being such a fantastic storyline. When they won the premiership in 2015, it was a 20-year premiership drought. It was their first ever title. Jonathan Thurston, that field goal in extra time. The scriptwriters couldn't have possibly penned that any better. But this storyline this year, well, you could argue it is equally as good. Nobody has ever come from eighth position and won the NRL Premiership. They're in with a damn good shot today.
And the Melbourne Storm have a pretty good story as well, though, this year, don't they, Tony? With, obviously, you know, Cooper Cronk's last game. Yep. Billy Slater, does he continue on? Yep. I mean, they've been the best side, lost four games all year.
Well, he's on 299. He doesn't leave it that with
you wouldn't think so, but, I mean, if he wins the grand final and he can leave with his good mate Cooper Cronk, I mean, he'd have to have a good hard think about it in the off-season. But I think their story's pretty relative as well, and the fact that those guys won't play together in a purple jersey again. I think they'll probably all go on and play in the World Cup at the end of the year. But it's a big moment for that club because, I mean, essentially Craig Bellamy and those three guys put that club on the map in a place that isn't historically known for, you know, rugby league. So.
Absolutely. And they do have those guys who have played big game football better than anybody else. We know that. They are up against that Cowboys side. It is that if you talk about momentum, there is certainly momentum through this final series for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Whereas it's been a bit stuttering for Melbourne, their finals form compared to their season form.
Yeah, I think they'll be a little bit disappointed in the way that they've probably played. They've won the game, so you know that when you come up against the Melbourne Storm, you need to play for 80 minutes. You know, they didn't play great for the first half against the Brisbane Broncos and end up winning the game 30-0. So when they click and everything comes together, they've got the best attack in the competition, but they'll need to be better again today because the Cowboys aren't going to give them the opportunities that the last two sides have presented for them.
The scary thing for me is Cam Smith, he hasn't played bad, but he just hasn't had that dominant game yet. And the stage is set. You know, we talk about Cooper Cronk and Billy Slater, but remember Origin 3, Cam put a bit of pressure on himself. He's so composed. Today, the stage is set. Mate, he's going to have a massive game and he's going to lead from the front because they don't like to let each other down, the Melbourne Storm, but also they love their milestone games.
Yeah, you're spot on, Wendell. If you look at the entire Origin series, and in State of Origin 1, New South Wales obviously caused that great upset at Suncorp Stadium, and by Cam's standards, the Blues really targeted him and they did manage to find a couple of little very minor chinks in his armour. They ran a lot of traffic at him, made him try to do a lot of tackling, and then you know, the idea is try and, to a degree, limit the influence that he can have on the game. But then for the rest of the series, as you just said, game two, he took it another level. Game three, I think that's probably the most we've seen Cameron Smith run in a long, long time. And he really did just absolutely dominate that match.
There's no doubt the Cowboys are playing free style of footy in this final series with the notion, you know, what have we got to lose? Well, they've got a grand final to lose now. Does that change the mindset at all?
No, the good thing about a team like the Cowboys, mate, when you've got a mentor like Paul Green, you know, no one, everyone keeps saying, oh, look, you know, they're happy to be here. Mate, Paul Green's a winner. We've seen that in the short period of time that he's coached, but as a player, Paul Green was a winner. They're here today. They've come to win this grand final. They're not going to be happy just being here today.
And your preparation, big man, to get here to the grand final today, what have you done?
Oh, pretty cruisy, actually. Yeah. Bit of breakfast with the family. Obviously, the young bloke got knocked out last week, the Dragons, so Manly played. So just chilled at home and was watching a bit few of the footy shows, but so excited to be here.
And Hoops, you?
Tim, we did the show yesterday, went home, watched the AFL Grand Final. What a fantastic game that was. And as you touched on earlier, what a storyline. And then this morning, I actually had a kid's birthday party that I had to get to. So
Father's year.
I managed to sit next to the Australian cricket coach, Darren Lehman, at the Grand Final. He speaks very, very highly of you, Wendell Saylor.
Oh, doesn't he know him well?
Him and me both. Thanks very much. he's a good man, the Wolfie. He loves his rugby league. And
didn't mention your name. I just wanted to say it.
He's lying to me. I'm going to text him in a minute.
We have so much to get through this afternoon. Ben Dobbin is inside ANZ Stadium as we speak. We're going to hear from him and a whole raft of superstars that are inside to have a chat with. We'll go into greater detail and preview this game. We'll welcome Ben Hannett as well, and Jamie Sowell will join us. I know he's been doing the call for these at the moment for the under-20s, which is 18 all, the Eels and the Sea Eagles.
With a kick to come.
With a kick to come.
And how long to go, Tony?
It's just a couple of minutes, I think, to go.
Wow.
That call is absolutely flying on the app as well. The app is doing record numbers listening to that call.
The Seagulls have done what the Cowboys have done. They've come from eighth, so it could be a nice win for them. Yeah.
Indeed, that is, in fact, it will be full time. If he kicks this goal, the Seagulls will win that game. So there you go. They're about to kick the goal. You can call us for us, Ryan Girdler, 18 all.
Well, it's 18 all. I think the kick is from about 10 metres to the left-hand side of the upright. He moves in.
I could kick this.
And he gets it. So Manly will go on to win the under-20s grand final 20-18. And as Wendell said, coming from eighth position. What a moment.
Great effort.
That's huge. What a terrific story.
Manly 20 has beaten Parramatta 18 in the under-20s. Look, we'll take you a break. We'll play some great moments from grand finals over the years. This isn't such a great moment for any Dragons fan who is out there. An amazing try from Broncos' Steve Renoff.
Triple M NRL Grand Final Try.
Grand Final tries. The Pearl in 92. Length of the field there with Ricky Walford chasing him. What a moment that was. Was there a better sight than seeing Steve Renoff in the clear? And what a grand final he had.
Langer away for Renoff.
Try to the Brisbane side, and that's wrapped up the 1992 grand final.
I didn't like this one because I was at the Dragons at the time, but 3 years later when I joined the Broncos, I got to enjoy it a lot more when Steve Renouf just gets the ball and you pepper him all day and you got to defend him outside in. He's got that amazing palm. But then if you defend him outside in, he slips the ball and you see. And he didn't have much to do that day, but in the moment where you wanted it. I always said when I was playing for the Broncos, who do you pass the ball to if you need points? And it was always Steve Renouf.
Triple M rocks the NRL for Dragons lawyers, protecting your future. From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shane Chantra's Abbott gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
1, 2, 3,
never miss a minute of the footy.
Too good.
Oh, my.
Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere.
Listen back, Graham. I'm saved. Hallelujah.
This is Sunday Triple M NRL.
Lovely to have your company here before this grand final. Excitement building at ANZ Stadium. We are out the front thanks to the Holden Colorado. Best of both, visit your local Holden dealer. Now, why wouldn't we go immediately inside those gates to find Ben Dobbin, who is with Trent Barrett?
I am Trent Barrett. Your under-20s, a last-minute win, a great way for them to finish what has been a tough year.
Yeah, definitely. Certainly probably typifies their season, actually. They've come behind in a lot of games all year. They only snuck into the eight on the back of their four and against. So it was a great effort. Very proud of them.
Mate, can we talk about, obviously, the first grade side? Unlucky this year, but you guys surprised a lot. Did you feel that even though you haven't got to the grand final and it ended shortly, that you are building something special down on the northern part, northern beaches?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. You know, we certainly improved a hell of a lot on last year. And, we finished 13th in 16 and jumped up to 6th. So, you know, the goal obviously next year is to improve again and hopefully sneak into the top four. But, you know, with the kids coming through, we had a pretty successful year in the 16s and 18s as well. So it's got to keep them all together and keep improving.
I know the panel would like to have a chat about tonight's grand final. Over to you, boys.
Yeah, before we get to tonight, Trent, just that game that just finished. So those boys in the dying seconds have scored and converted. What's the vibe amongst them?
Yeah, they're pretty excited. I'm just down here on the sideline now, so that's the first time a lot of them have played in the grand final, the first grand final for the most of them. So, very excited. They've worked extremely hard for it. Got a lot of young players in there who can play NYC again next year, so it's terrific.
Hey, Baz, it's Del, mate. Is it true that didn't they finish on the same points as the Bunnies, but it was 7 points for and against? Got them in?
Yeah, that's right, mate. So it was, we just snuck in there, a little bit like the Cowboys, but, they've probably been the best team for the past month in this competition. We haven't, we don't win games by a lot of points, but they're a tough team and they're playing for each other, and that's the main thing.
Hey, Trent, Rowan Girdler, mate, what do you think of the Cowboys' chances tonight?
Yeah, they're going to have to play extremely well. Obviously, I think Melbourne we all know how good they are. I think they're big three, and the way they control the game and control tight finishes, I do think it'll be a really close game, and not expecting Melbourne to get away from them early. I think it might come down to the experience of Smith and Slater and Cronk in that last 10 minutes. But, for the Cowboys to win, I think it'll take a huge effort from one of their individuals and maybe Morgan or Taumalolo or a Lachlan Toot. So, I'm looking forward to watching it. But terrific effort from the Cowboys, and Melbourne have probably been the benchmark all year.
Baz, as a player, you made your name as a number six. Gee, you must be excited about the prospect of Cooper Cronk and the young gun Cameron Munster up against a form player of the finals in Michael Morgan. How do you see that one unfolding?
Yeah, look, Munster's certainly complimented Cooper this year. He's a runner. He's a terrific player. I think you saw in the Origin how damaging he can be. And I think a huge occasion today for Team Airy Martin, outside of Michael Morgan. For the Cowboys to win, he's going to have a real influence on the game. Morgs won't be able to do it on his own. And Lachlan Coote and Martin are going to have to take a fair bit of pressure off him. But, there's certainly two really good spines there and two really good teams, and they both deserve to be there.
Hey, Baz, just give us an insight. As a coach, when you're doing your homework on a player and that, tell Malolo, you know you can't stop him, but how do you minimise his impact? Because even when he gets hit, he still carries 10, 15 metres, with players on him. How do you stop someone like him?
Yeah, you're right. You're just limiting the impact of him. He's such a big, powerful bugger. It's just about where we hand him back the ball. If you can complete that really highly against the Cowboys and give him the ball up the other end of the field, you negate the influence that Taumalolo is going to have on you. And we know that the Cowboys and Melbourne are particularly good offset starts. If you give them too many leg ups and too many penalties out of their own half, they're going to hurt you. You get them in, lock them into a big transition, and it can take a bit of the sting out of them. So I think Melbourne will do that to them, and they will be aiming to give the ball down in those pockets to the Cowboys all night, and that'll limit the effect that the big fella can have on you. But hand over cheap ball in your half and look out.
What about on the flip side, Baz? We know how influential the big three are in terms of everything the Melbourne Storm do. Is there a way that you can try and limit their influence on these big games?
Mate, I think Cronulla probably showed paved the way last year. I think you need to upset them. You know, if they slip into a rhythm, it becomes like a training run for Melbourne. And, you know, they are very well structured and they can break out of that. We know that. But you need to unsettle them. I think even slowing the game down a little bit, their back three have been really damaging. Both their wingers are scoring long-range tries. So it wouldn't surprise me that if Greeny does that, particularly in that first 20 minutes, and to kick the ball out and slow the game down and just be in the game for as long as possible, and who knows what can happen at the back end.
Kent Barrett, congratulations on your season. Congratulations on being named in that the top four in terms of the Daly M Coach of the Year awards the other night. Do you give yourself some time off now in the off-season? Yeah, a little trip overseas. What's your plan?
Yeah, no trip overseas. I've got four kids, two deer. So we're going to drive the Gold Coast. And I've got a 20 grand fine to pay, so I'm
You got plenty, mate. It's all good.
We're going to caravan. We might go back to tomorrow.
Yeah, the caravan park. I love it. Trent Barrett, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations to those under-20s. 20-18 victory in the dying seconds over the Parramatta Eels. Well played. Thank you so much to Ben Dobbin. We'll go back inside the stadium throughout the afternoon as we build towards the call for this great game. What's just away from this game, James Hooper, bit of news during the week with the announcement's going to be, what, next Tuesday, is it, the Australian squad?
Yeah, Tuesday, Mal Meninga will announce his 24-man kangaroo squad for the World Cup. And look, if the Melbourne Storm, they're the minor premiers, Tone, if they can claim this Proven Summons trophy today and win another premiership, well, they're talking there could be as many as seven, possibly even eight Melbourne Storm representatives in that 24-man squad. You blokes know, because you've both been there, lasting impressions in these big games count. And look, they're talking possibly Dale Finucane, Jordan McLean could both force their way in. The obvious ones pick themselves in Cameron Smith, Billy Slater, Cooper Cronk, Chambers. Munster will be there for sure, right?
I'd pick Cameron Munster. He can play anywhere. Like I said, Latrell Mitchell should have been in the mix, but when you look at guys like Trbojevic and Cam Munster, they're players who can play for Australia and that for the next 10 years.
There's also Morgan as well, if you've got Munster.
Who's that?
Morgan.
Yeah, of course.
He'll be
it's
there.
The development.
What about Addo Carr? There's talk that he could possibly force a way into one of the wing spots.
Look, if he blitzes it tonight, and if he scores a couple and Mal Meninga's impressed, then I don't think it's beyond the realms of possibility.
Remember last year when Jason Taylor let him go and he wasn't that worried about him?
Why is that? Tell the people why.
Isn't it good to see someone, where when you don't back someone, they go to Melbourne Storm Colts like that and they've just kicked on? He's been electrifying on that wing with Vunivalu.
How many times has Craig Bellamy done that? Same as with Dale Finucane. I mean, he left the Bulldogs and he went down there and he's become a real superstar. So that's just what Craig Bellamy does.
Yeah,
it's an amazing skill that he has, and a lot of those players who go down there, as you say, who not the superstars, sends them out for a job for a while as well. Yeah. They're working on the roads or whatever it may be. I love that kind of stuff. I want to do it myself, Gerds, obviously.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I've got the hands
imagine,
for it, Tony.
Imagine Tone in the high vis.
he wouldn't be. He's too good for that.
Can I just read you? I just want to talk about preparation. Everybody's talking about Jason Taumalolo. I was reading the paper today. I do like that he'll going to roll out of bed quite late, apparently, and just plays PlayStation and sleeps. That's his game day preparation. Just quoting him, I normally don't wake up until about 10:30 or 11. On a normal game day, I won't have breakfast. Depending if I'm home, I'll play PlayStation when I wake up, and it's a pretty chilled out day. Then he says he has no superstitions. He'll go out in the afternoon, have lunch, then I'm back into bed about 3 or 4 hours later. Is that the kind of preparation you would have?
Yeah, no, everyone's a bit different. Like, I used to like sleeping in because I'd stay up late. Gerd's rooming me for a while there. I used to hog the TV. Mm-hmm. I didn't mind a bit of room service, eh, Gerd's?
Yeah.
And then you
was
sort
he
of
fully clothed all the time?
He was never clothed.
Never clothed.
No. I'm right. Still scarred, Tony.
So he would basically walk in the door, drop clothes, and that was him.
And get in the order a club sandwich and a bottle of Coca-Cola and then jump in the shower and wait for me to answer the door for him.
Yeah, that was your job, mate. But then in the afternoon you sort of get
sometimes.
But you get a bit excited. Everyone's different. I remember a room with a guy called Daniel Herbert when I played rugby. Yep. He just slept all day. And for someone like me who likes to talk to people and got energy, that wasn't good. So
you'd be a nightmare.
Yeah,
was he a nightmare? We had 8 weeks together there.
Who were some of your other roommates when you went out on overseas tours?
Craig Yow.
Oh, yeah, right.
But he's okay. He just lay and sleep.
You two would have cancelled each other out.
Darren Lockyer.
Most of the guys will have a sleep though this afternoon, Tony. Most of the guys will sort of have lunch about 1 o'clock and then sort of roll back up. They're all probably just staying up there at the Pullman and And not that they'll do that, but they'll definitely get back into bed at some stage and just relax.
My best roommate was Lottie Dakiri. Me and him, we went on tours and stuff. We had a good time.
I bet you
did. It's a strong combination. It's a very strong combination.
I was doing some research a couple of hours ago, and I was up the Novotel and the Pullman both, just seeing what was going on.
What's your favourite?
Yeah. The Novotel I like better.
Really?
And there was a lot of people from Melbourne who are just arriving with their bags, a plane, they've got off, they've arrived, and now heading over towards the ground. And
they get the bus, don't they?
Yeah.
The grand final teams will actually get the bus from the hotel there into the bellows of ANZ Stadium. So they don't go for a walk through the crowd. It's a little antisocial.
It is a little. And what crowd are we expecting, James Hooper, inside this ground this afternoon?
Oh, there'll be at least 80,000, Tony. So obviously the ground record is 83 plus. Or if you go back to the Olympics, 105 was the capacity back then when it had a different number of seating. But look, they'll get 80,000. The NRL are confident in that. A lot of people have made the trip from Townsville, south of the border, Melbourne and Victoria as well. And it's great to see all the fans getting behind their sides.
A lot of people thinking it would be a major upset if the Cowboys can get the job done this evening. Has happened before, there have been upsets. What about, what was it, 2006? The Broncos and this team this evening, the Storm. Let's have a listen.
Another Triple M NRL Grand Final upset.
I remember in 2006, our last Grand Final we played was in 2000, and it was a long time for Brisbane to go 6 years without winning a grand final or even playing in one. And Melbourne Storm had a great year. They had, you know, all their great players, obviously. I remember Wayne Bennett making a change about 10 weeks out from the finals and put Sean Berrigan into hooker, and he moved Justin Hodges back to fullback. And it happened to be a masterstroke, and Brisbane upset Melbourne that day.
Plays it away for Berrigan. Berrigan goes out wide. Lockyer turns it inside. Carmichael Hundo, Justin Hodges. Hodges. English playing it for Smith to go to the blind side for Hill, who throws a couple of dummies. Reels once and reels. Gets it away to try for Turner. Turner has scored for Melbourne. Going back to Thaiday, who plays it away for Berrigan. Berrigan goes out wide. Lockyer turns it inside. Carmichael Hundo, Justin Hodges. 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 Loads it down the back. It's out for Lockyer.
Everyone thought the Storm had that one covered. It was Webke's last game, and the Broncos just sort of, they limped into the final series that year, but gee, they came home strong and never gave the Storm a chance that night. Too good. Lockyer, brilliant. Webke, amazing, and what a grand final that was.
Triple M rocks the NRL for Brighton's lawyers, protecting your future. One, two, three, four. A minute of the footy.
Too good. Oh, mate.
Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere.
Hallelujah.
This is Sunday Triple M NRL.
And we're coming to you live from out the front of ANZ Stadium, the Holden, Colorado. Best of both. Visit your local Holden dealer now. And as I look to the Tyre Power scoreboard, just a reminder, in the under-20s grand final, an amazing finish. Manly has beaten Parramatta 20-18. A conversion on in the final second has given Manly that premiership. The Intrust final, grand final, the Penrith Panthers taking on the PNG Hunters. That is the next game. They'll be inside ANZ Stadium. Wendell Saylor, yes?
Just on that under-20s grand final. That's the last under-20s grand final of that level, because I think they're going to go back to the local competition next year, aren't they?
Yep.
They're stopping that competition, so there's a bit of history there. And also for Manly to obviously win it, they beat the Sharks for minor premiers and obviously the Dragons.
All right, well, let's get you back inside this great stadium right now with a couple of Queensland legends. Ben Dovin is alongside the great man himself, the King, Wally Lewis.
Yeah, I am, Tane. Just before I put you over to Wally Lewis, there's 2 minutes gone in the PNG Hunters versus Penrith state championship game. No score so far. Nil all, Hunters versus Penrith. Wally Lewis joins us. King, mate, this is going to be a massive grand final. The Cowboys, they aren't favourites, but, geez, they've been strong in this semi-finals campaign.
Yeah,
Yeah, and they've restocked their confidence supplies in the build-up to the game. Nobody gave them any chance once JT's season was over, and I've got to admit, I was one of those that didn't think the Cowboys were any hope at all of getting through to the grand final, let alone winning it. So I guess time will tell, but they've certainly proved to themselves that they are not a one-man team.
What do you make? I know you've got a huge rap on Michael Morgan, but Tamari Martin, the six for the Cowboys, what do you make of him?
He's been good. It's been his ability to just transfer possession, which has been the most impressive. Doesn't spend a lot of time with the ball in his hand, and that offers opportunities to those out wide. But he is going to find himself targeted by the big boys running at him 7 days a week. Just what Paul Green decides to do in a defensive plan, I guess only time will tell. But he stood up. He's had a go all the way through. Sure, he's found himself getting bowled over backwards, but he's never raised a white flag once.
We've got a big panel of stars on the panel today. Boys, over to you.
Hey, Wally, it's Del, mate. Just wondering, who are you tipping today? Because I think the last 4 or 5 weeks you tipped against the Cowboys, and they keep turning up. So what are you doing today, mate?
Well, that's what I've done, Del. And I actually had a North Queensland supporter down here about an hour ago said, I can't believe you turn on North Queensland. You've turned on us. And I said, no, I'm not sure whether you understand it. I say every time I tip against North Queensland, they win. So I'm tipping Melbourne. Doesn't that give you an indication that I want North Queensland to win? No, that's not right. You've tipped against us. Well, give it up. I've played a lot of rugby league, put my head in some wrong positions, and I've got knocked about a bit. Perhaps I'm not thinking straight, but, mate, it's not going to be easy. Melbourne certainly deserved the favouritism. I'd love to see the Cowboys win it.
Are you surprised at the level of support that JT has been able to give while he's not even on the field? In terms of, we see him up in the coach's box living and breathing everything, and from all reports, he's among those players just continuing to motivate and teach.
Yeah, and it's a good point, mate. And I think that, he's only got to give a few words to some of the players, and that will inspire them. It'll give them a good idea on what's required. And I think just about every player recalls some of the advice that they received early in their career, particularly in the big matches, that proved to be worth its weight in gold. And just the company of Thurston would be making the Cowboys feel a hell of a lot more comfortable.
Hey, King, what about Mal Meninga will name his 24-man World Cup squad on Tuesday? No Jonathan Thurston. Who would you have in the green and gold number six jumper?
I'd be having Michael Morgan there. He's a number seven, but he can play. Let's remember, he started his career, of course, at 5'8". I remember watching him as an 18-year-old kid, and I think he's got a long, solid future in rugby league. But I think that he may be switching back to the number six position at some stage. Certainly at the moment, he fit into that role perfectly.
Hey, well, what's your favourite Macklemore song?
You've obviously heard the story, Dil. I was saying to Dobbo a little bit earlier, when I heard there's Macklemore, I said, what's his name? Mac who? What's his surname? I thought Mac was his first name. It was Mackenzie something. So I think I'm probably indicating where my musical talents lie, Wendell. Somewhere back about the Seekers or something like that. A few years ago.
I love it. Get them to reform for you, Wal. Thanks so much. There is the great man, Wally Lewis, with Ben Dobbin. Plenty to come. This is the NRL Grand Final Show. West Triple M rocks the grand final.
Triple M rocks Sunday Arvo footy for Brighton's lawyers, protecting your future.
The footy season's now measured in just hours.
Oh.
But Triple M's already locked in summer's biggest sports event.
Oh, yeah. Ripped it back through the gate.
Triple M rocks the Ashes.
I like it, he's gone.
Kerry O'Keefe, Brett Lee, Mick Molloy, Big Merv, Mark Waugh.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What is he good for?
Gilchrist, Haddon, Mitchell Johnson and Botham. Sorry, Sir Ian Botham.
Oh, he's old school.
First delivery, November 23.
Big moment.
Triple M rocks the Ashes.
Another 2017 Triple M NRL highlight.
I'm at the headquarters here at Triple M. Unfortunately, I took the wrong turn and I come here because I'm calling at 5:30. I thought we were calling from in here, so I thought I could just come here and do it. So I apologise, boys. I think the under-20s run out at 12:15, so I'm a bit filled that I didn't get to see him play.
as the Dragons go in for another try in the Holden Cup to make it 14 points to nil.
Do you know who scored that try?
Was it Tristan?
It was.
Tristan Sale. Look, and as he scored, look, he puts his hand up and says, "Hi, Dad." He's not here, Tristan.
But he's looking up at the box.
Looking up at the box. Now. He's given a secret signal, hoping to see something back. Let's see what I can say. Yeah, Tristan.
Oh, boys, I feel
your
bad
daddy
enough.
Loves you. He does love you.
I feel bad enough.
Oh, breaking his heart.
Go away, boys. Oh, I could have scored that, Tristan.
Wendell Saylor is not with us in the studio. He is in the studio rather than being here at ANZ Stadium. It's a sad thing, Gerds, that Dell has chosen not to be here. Your son in the Holden Cup, that's 22-0. The Dragons lead the West Tigers. A second try now scored by Tristan Saylor. And once again, he gave that really nice signal. Obviously, he was trying to wave up to the commentary box to where his father was supposed to be. Mm. Yet again, being let down. Dell, how are you feeling?
I've got a daughter too, Tony.
Plenty to come here. There was a bit of a push and shove. Well, I think it was Tristan Saylor who was at the centre of it. Wendell,
I tell you what, he definitely throws to the side.
Somebody just told him that Wendell wasn't here, and he's a little bit upset and angry now.
Oh, well done, Tristan. There's a hat-trick.
Tristan Saylor has just gone in for a
triple
hat-trick.
Yeah, he's just
where's Dad?
Signalled with the three fingers up towards the box.
I've got a promo picture of Wendell here.
Yeah, put it up against the window.
Tristan, there he is. Tristan, hey, Tristan. Man.
Well done, Tristan. Tristan, well done.
Best game in under 20s.
Well done, Tristan. Daddy loves you, Tristan.
Yep, I'm just number 22 on the NRL try-scoring list, Tristan. But anyway, it's your time to shine, Tristan. Good stuff, son. Welcome to the hat-trick club, son.
A minute of the footy.
Too good.
Oh, mate. Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere.
Listen to that crap. I'm saved. Hallelujah.
This is Sunday Triple M NRL.
It's been lovely spending a year near you, Wendell Saylor. Just every week has been something to look forward to.
But aren't you happy that you don't have to spend all year with me? It's just the footy season. Can you imagine my wife? She's got to spend all year with me.
Yeah, that is a worry, I know.
That's why she went to Hong Kong for a holiday for a week. She needed a break.
Do you think she actually knew that before you got married, that it was like every day of the year, we're going to be together?
But I'm not always like this. I'm like a big bear in hibernation sometimes, so I'm not always big.
Yeah, sometimes you're cranky.
Yeah, no, you haven't.
He does get cranky.
Yeah, I do.
I don't mind that. So is your beautiful wife starting to realise that you're high maintenance?
Yeah, she is, yeah. But it's too late now. We've got two kids and I've locked her in. So she's locked in. North Queensland girl too, so she's a great girl.
All right, before we take this hour out, just back and focusing on the grand final once more. Inside as we speak, Penrith Panthers taking on the PNG Hunters in the grand final, the Intra Super. And Penrith lead 4 points, 6 points to two. Trying again, 8 points to two. I correct myself now. 8 points to two. That Panther side's pretty good, Gertz.
Yeah, it's a great side on paper. But last year, look, it's hard for these two sides because they've essentially won their premierships and they come down. This is, it means a lot, but I'd imagine that both sides sort of do a little bit of celebrating through the week. So there wouldn't be a lot of preparation going into this one, but it's great to see the Hunters there, but hopefully Penrith get the job done.
They've been a great story, the Hunters. The images of the airport and PNG when they arrived, the support that they get was fantastic.
It's as good a story as you'll see in rugby league, Tone. If you look at when the PM's 13 went over to PNG recently, the scenes are always absolutely fantastic. It really is a religion over there. Mal Meninga's like a god over in Papua New Guinea. They just love him everywhere that he goes, and you would love to see the continued development of this side, Wendell.
Yeah, 100%. When we used to play back in the 90s, mid-90s, I think Penrith and the Broncos, Wayne would always love going over there because they just love their football and they can spot you from about 200 metres away. They love their footy. What it's done the PNG Hunters to go back and obviously be the champs to win that competition. And even if they win today, it's going to be massive for their fans and their culture.
And there's talk down the track, perhaps, the NRL. I mean, it seems huge step.
It is. Fiji and Papua New Guinea, they want to be in the NRL, but I just think that's a bridge too far to cross. But you've got to give people hope, and I suppose you've got to give that culture a lot of thought.
I think it's fantastic that they're in the competition that they're in at the moment, and I think that's a perfect feeder style of system where their absolute elite talent will get identified, and obviously NRL clubs will come on and pick them off and bring them into their systems and watch them fly.
As you get closer and closer to kick-off in this game, your thoughts changing and all? I know you're leaning and you picked, I think, Melbourne by 14 or 16, I read during the week.
Yeah, no, look, I still think that they'll they'll go out and get the job done this afternoon, Tony. But hopefully it's a tight contest. Hopefully that, you know, the Cowboys can stay in it for a long period of time. I think the further during the game that they're in, involved and close enough to win the game, they're more likely. But if they if Melbourne get a couple of tries early, they're the best at just closing games out as well. So look, I think it'll be an exciting game. I don't think it'll be over early, but I do think that at some point the rigours of the last 4 weeks might catch up on the Cowboys. I saw that last week in their performance at the back end against the Roosters. I mean, it's been a pretty hectic period for them, like with the travel and with the close contest with Seville. I mean, they haven't gone out and just breezed through any of these last 4 weeks. I mean, they've been physical games, and there's been, you know, it's been a big month of football for them. They're coming up against a Storm side that really only clocked on for 45 minutes last week against the Broncos, and had a week off before that. So that will certainly be a little bit fresher, and I just think at some point that'll come back and play its part in today's game.
Yeah, the Cowboys, they've got to start well. You've got to put points on the Storm early, because if you let them get into a rhythm, they get so much confidence. And, you know, you look at Cam Smith and Cooper Cronk, mate, they play it so well, their game management. So you've got to take them out of their comfort zone. We saw last year against Cronulla what Cronulla did to Melbourne Storm. You know, the little trick play there, you don't have to play a big trick play like that, but you got to start fast, because if you let the Storm get into a rhythm, they're so hard to stop. You know, they're just clinical.
The other thing the Sharks did was they made Cameron Smith make 74 tackles. That is virtually unheard of in the NRL these days. So they highlighted him as, well, everything flows off the back of the best player in the game. So if you can target him, you can't nullify his influence, but perhaps you can limit it, Tony, somewhat. But there was also a story in the Sunday Telegraph today talking about the greatest grand final upsets of all time. 03 was in there. 1999 was in there. The Melbourne Storm, 2001. The Newcastle Knights upset the Parramatta Eels. This will go past all of them if the Cowboys do it.
Speaking of exactly that, why don't we have a listen to another of those upsets, the Knights in 1997 up against Manly.
Triple M NRL Grand Final upset.
The Knights versus the Eels in 2001. Parramatta dominant side all season. Newcastle Knights just got into the Grand Final. No one gave them a chance. I think they got out to like a 30-point lead at half time. Parramatta came back. But it has to be one of the biggest Grand Final upsets of all time.
Pedeiros for Rudder. Now for Beaton. Pedeiros, Johns, Rudder, there it again! Simpson! Pedeiros, Johns, back for Kennedy, trouble, Peyton has got his second try! Johns pulled out, 5 metres out now, Kennedy's over! Kennedy's in! Johns. Tahu's after it. Ball bounces. Came off Tahu and he grabs the ball. Tamana Tahu has scored. He points to the spot. It is a try.
Yep, and that will wrap it up.
Well, Newcastle had to do it two ways. Their first half was perfect in building up the big lead, but Parramatta stormed back in the second half to score over 20 points. The Knights hanging on to win that game. Great attack in the first half, really gritty defence in the second half for the Knights to win their second title.
Triple M rocks the NRL for Dryden's lawyers, protecting your future.